Pennsylvania-based Adelphia Communications is scrambling to sell off assets in an effort to raise some quick cash. The nation's sixth-largest cable TV company is in trouble. Adelphia is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission and faces more than a dozen shareholder lawsuits. At issue is the way the company's founder used it for personal and business loans, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Until recently, Adelphia Communications was a fast-growing company. Located in the tiny town of Cloudersport, Pennsylvania, the company had grown to more than 6 million subscribers. But things began unraveling rapidly after allegations surfaced that the company's founder and other family members had been using the firm to help bankroll a laundry list of outside business ventures. Mark Cheffers is with AccountingMalpractice.com, a website that provides guidance for accountants.
There appears to have been a lot of funds, either funds that have flowed directly to those family entities or guarantees that have been kind of utilized or applied in these transactions in an improper way.
According to documents filed with securities regulators last week, Adelphia founder John Regas and his family borrowed upwards of $1 billion to buy shares and debt in the company. Company funds were also used to buy timber rights, to build an 18-hole golf course, and to purchase an ownership stake in the Buffalo Sabres hockey team. John Curran is the editor of Telecommunications Reports Daily, an industry publication. He says a special committee authorized by Adelphia's board of directors is still trying to piece together how many billions of dollars may have flowed from the company's coffers to the various business entities controlled by the Regas family.
There are questions as to really how much Regas family debt Adelphia is liable for. They cite a figure that is $4.5 billion of Regas family debt that, if push came to shove, Adelphia would eventually have to pay.
Also disturbing to Wall Street is the fact many of the business deals were done without the board's approval. Family members, until stepping down last week, controlled 5 of 9 seats on the board. As one analyst put it, they used the publicly traded company much like a personal piggy bank. And as the probe widens, there are also questions about the role played by Adelphia's accounting firm, Deloitte & Touche. A New York Times report says Deloitte is now the object of a separate SEC probe into allegations it was acting as the company's accounting firm while it also audited some of the various business entities set up by the family. Arthur Bowman is the editor of Bowman's Accounting Reports.
People are beginning to question whether Deloitte could advise both of them without impairing its independence on the audits of Adelphia itself.
A spokesperson for the accounting firm would not comment except to say Deloitte & Touche has complied with all applicable standards. It was revealed in last week's SEC filing that Deloitte earlier this month suspended its auditing work on Adelphia's 2001 financial statement. Since details of the Regas family's various business operations have begun to emerge, the company's stock has fallen more than 80%. It closed yesterday at $1.16 a share. A year ago, the stock was trading at $42 a share. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.